Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. And now we want to introduce you to a man that we have wanted to meet for quite some time. We spent a few weeks at our vacation home in Panama City Beach, Florida. And while we were down there, we saw a story on one of the local newscasts about a guy who has been, he's been spending a fair amount of his time flying supplies and people to and in and out of Ukraine from Germany.
And he is the only American doing that. And he hails from a wonderful little town on what's called the Forgotten Coast in Florida. Apalachicola is his hometown, and he is John Bone. Good morning, John Bone.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Johnny.
Hi there. We saw your story on the news last week, and we both looked at each other and said, oh, my gosh, who is this man? We understand that you are part of a team called the Ukrainian Air Rescue. Is that right, John?
That's correct. The organization is called Ukraine Air Rescue.
But you are the only American pilot involved in this. Am I correct?
Thus far, I'm the first American pilot to take his airplane over there and fly. Mm-hmm. We do have, I just pulled these statistics down as of yesterday, we actually have got 368 pilots that have registered to fly for Ukraine Air Rescue from 30 different countries.
Uh-huh. So the war has been going on for 7 months now. At what point were you sitting in the living room and you're watching the news and you said, you know what, John Bone, you got to do something about this? I mean, what inspired you to get up and get in your plane and fly to Germany and then just get involved in this group?
That's pretty much exactly how it happened. My wife and I were watching the tragedy unfold in late February. And she looked at me and said, we need to do something. And I have a business associate who lives just outside of Kiev in the Irpin area of Kiev. And his neighborhood in that area was bombed horribly in the early days of the war. And him and his wife escaped with their cat and escorted some of their elderly neighbors out of the Kiev area. They were in the woods there in the snow in late February for several days before they finally joined up with some other refugees and made it into Poland. And he sent me a message and told me that a plane from Ukraine Air Rescue had delivered supplies to them. And being a lifelong pilot and a general aviation advocate, I looked into what this organization was about, found out that it was a group of general aviation pilots with small planes, and that they were basically providing an airlink for a number of different aid organizations, NGOs, non-government organizations, and that they were flying drugs, medicine, medical supplies, and small planes to the border, and then making those seats coming back available to refugees and also Ukrainian military that were being brought back into Germany for surgical procedures and prosthetics.
So you were bringing, in many cases, wounded soldiers to Germany for medical care.
Were there things that you had to work out to coordinate with the authorities in Germany or Ukraine?
Yes, all of that was fairly complicated, but was all resolved. Thanks, many thanks to both the German authorities and the U.S. Army, who opened up Militz, Poland to us, which is leased by the 101st Airborne. And they found out about our organization and invited us to use their airport there.
Amazing. Now, I don't know a lot about planes, John, but I'm sure the aviation buffs out there want to know what your plane is. What did you fly from Apalachicola to Germany and then make flights back and forth from Germany into Ukraine?
So I have a Cirrus SR-22,
mm-hmm.
and there's actually seven Cirruses on the Ukraine Air Rescue roster at the moment. And I flew the plane from Apalachicola up through Canada, across Greenland, Iceland, Scotland, and then into Germany. And I flew over there for 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just flew back last weekend, same route coming back.
How many flights would you say you made from Germany into Ukraine, back and forth?
So we didn't actually fly into the Ukraine. The Ukraine airspace is closed.
Oh, of course.
We flew into an airport in Poland that's about 30 miles from the border.
Okay.
And
so I flew 11 missions from Germany to the border there in Poland. Go ahead.
If you're bringing military back with you to Germany from the base in Poland, how many could you accommodate?
Three
in your plane.
Yes. So small planes, what's really interesting about this story is that small planes work very well for this because you can put a lot of medicine and a lot of drugs in a small plane.
Yeah.
Doesn't weigh very much. We worked with them on how to package it. And returning with the passengers, the hospitals, particularly in Germany, are so full. There's over 900,000 Ukrainian refugees just in Germany right now.
Oh my God!
So when a surgical procedure was available, or a position in one of the prosthetic clinics was available, it would only be for one or two people. Because mm-hmm. people would say, "Well, why don't they run a 737 and bring 150 people back?" Well, there's not room for 150 people to go to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
There's only room for one or two. So,
yeah. So
Germany is one of the leaders in prosthetics, and there's a couple of different clinics there. And so most of my passengers were missing arms and legs,
mm-hmm.
and the non-government organizations there would make arrangements for the funding and but arranged to bring these guys who lost limbs to prosthetic clinics.
Amazing.
In the report that we saw you you do on TV down in Panama City, you talked about one particular soldier that you brought back who had to pretend that he
was dead.
Would you mind sharing that story with our audience?
You know, that fellow is a fairly famous Ukrainian war hero, and he fought in the battle in Crimea. And he had had his arm badly damaged in a battle. And one of the other troops was trying to get him back to their camp, and their was fighting going on with the Russians, and he just said, "Just leave me here. Mm-hmm. Just leave me go back to the battle." And he laid there for 2 days. He actually tried to cut his arm off. Mm-hmm. It was so bad, but was unable to do so. And while he laid there, he listened to these Russians torture the other military guys in his unit and killed them all.
Mm-hmm.
And he laid there, and then he told me he listened to these Russians drinking. When they all fell asleep, he crawled in there with one arm and dispatched all the Russian troops that had tortured and killed his unit.
Oh, my goodness. What a story.
So you hear these stories not only from the military fellows that you fly, but also from the refugees that mm-hmm. have survived horrendous
yeah.
atrocities. I mean, things that stories that you just really can't even repeat. Yeah.
Well, your story is pretty amazing too, John, and thank you so much for joining us a few minutes today so we could get to know a little bit more about you. We know you're going to fly again. There's no doubt about that, right?
Yep, I'll be headed back there. I'm the U.S. representative now for Ukraine Air Rescue.
Okay.
The website is ukraineairrescue.de.
Mm-hmm.
There's a U.S. English language page on there.
Okay. Well,
I'll be working here kind of for the next few months, responding to the other general aviation pilots that might want to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be headed back again after the first of the year.
And we will catch up with you before the end of the year, John.
And John, we're going to be back in Florida in late October and into November. And we'd like to stay in touch with you, and maybe we can meet up for coffee or something while we're down there.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it, Steve and Johnny. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Having me on.
Appreciate it. John Bone from Apalachicola, Florida.